Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we go, I turn to the Gospel of John this evening. I want to point out I'm reading from a very special Bible tonight. Most of you will know this gentleman whose family passed this over to me. Bill Arnold, a saint of Grace Church, a saint of the community in which we live. Most of you have heard of him one way or another because he spent most of his life here in Penns Valley. And I believe he taught Sunday school in the same room at Grace longer than I've been alive. And when we sent him on to heaven, we celebrated his greatness. So remember this as we come back. John 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me and in my Father's house, for there are many rooms. If there were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you with me. And you also will be there, and I know the way to this place and where we are going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. And for now, you know him, and he has seen you. May God the blessing to the reading of his word. Let us pray. Wonderful Heavenly Father, I ask that you be with us now. Open our hearts and our minds to your message, and help me to be a vessel for you. The Gospel of John was written as a gospel of hope, a gospel to reach out to those who didn't know Jesus. Reach out across the aisle to those who didn't know and understand who God was. Reach out from those that were from the Jewish tradition and had the understanding. They reached out to those that were lost and hurt. It was a gospel written for all. It was a gospel written to welcome. Jesus says in this part, in this section, that there's a heavenly palace. There's an end reward. There is a place of love, of comfort, of great joy that awaits all of us. A place with many rooms. Are you planning to host the Easter events this year? Have you ever had your family come in? You're trying to figure out where do you put everybody? And then whom doesn't get along with who? So they need to stay away from each other as much as possible. I know I'm not talking about your family. I love it. My sister and her husband have their own RV they'll bring up and find a place to stay. So they bring their home with them. Cousin Eddie. My mother is that cousin. Where there is her granddaughter, she will stay. No, okay. We sit here and we understand that this is a large house. This is a house that is welcoming. This is a house that has things put before it. This is a house that there is room for all. When John writes his gospel, he wants the people to know that there is room for you. There's room for me. There is room for all. And we should be welcomed and loving and bring people into the understanding. There is that great house of victory. At the table, at the feast, there is a place prepared for you. We are not the afterthought. We are not those that fall short in so many ways, that feel left out, not included. In the words of someone I talked to today that was going through a hard time, defeated. We are not defeated. We have each other. We have the glory of the kingdom of God. And as we sit and we look and we read this message, and in this message tonight, I'm the hope, I'm the way, I am the light. We know what it's like to be a team. I learned as a teammate, as a young man playing hockey, that one day you'll have greatness. And I never forget one season, I had amazing stats, and we went to the playoffs, and I set the record for the first two games of the playoff season for points scored. I had 13 points in two games, 12 goals, one assist. I did not score another point on the way to the championship that year. And after two games of me being blanked as the leading scorer for my team, the teammates come up to me and they're sympathetic. They're reaching out to me to comfort me as we're preparing to play for the championship. As we won it that year, they won it. We won it as a team. When I was a firefighter, you never went to a call by yourself. You never wanted to be there alone. The people that reached out wanted to see multiple people coming. They wanted to see the army of bright lights and of hope rolling down the road. As we go into the ministry of God, we sit here united in greatness. We sit here stronger than anything else because we are accountable to God and each other. In times where we can stand up and be great, we do so. We do so in amazing ways. If you've never seen what the food bank does in this town, stop by. If you've never seen what BBS does in this town, come and say hello. We reach out, we care, we continue in the process of spreading God's love, God's mercy, God's grace to this world because we reach out to those that God has invited to the kingdom of heaven. And as we heard from the words of John, that is everyone. No one is left out. No person that has felt defeated, alone, abandoned, or weary. The strong, the meek, the brave, the broken. For we're at one point in our lives, we are all one of those. And then we come to God to find the way. We come to God as we seek a lighthouse to warn us of the shore. We seek God in that pathway in the journey of righteousness. Philippians 4:8 says, surround yourself with what is good, what is right, and what is just. And as we do those things, as we surround ourselves, as we better ourselves with those of greatness that come before us, those that have led us down the way. I read from Bill Arnold's Bible today because I'm sitting in my office preparing for tonight, and it sits there. And I looked at it and I said, what would Bill have to say about this? Because inside this book, it's not just a Bible. It's his notes, his thoughts, things he has underlined, things he has pointed out, things and perspectives and highlights of great wisdom that we all can learn from. Someone that came before us. As we all have known saints of our faith, and whoever your Bill Arnold was that you had, we know if they wouldn't have led the way, would we be here? Who walked beside Bill Arnold? I would love to meet the people that discipled Bill Arnold. I would love to meet the people that discipled Billy Graham. I watched a special about him the other day and how he was discipled in his struggles and his battles. And we know that they led the way. Those that disciple us only want us to be greater than them. Only want us to see that kingdom and that table that lays before us. And as we see that table, know that we are welcomed. As a pastor, we hear this all the time. Your church wouldn't want somebody like me going there. That's a lie. We want all God's creatures, all God's kingdom, all God's people, all the love and passion to be opened up and to feel welcomed because we are a house with many rooms and a table that is rich. In the Isaiah passage, we hear what God is capable of doing, moving chariots through water. That's amazing. I had a hard time driving my Jeep. I parked it, had my foot on the clutch, and the wind pushed it gently forward. I'm sitting here going, where's God? Okay, no, I'm kidding. Emergency brake. In our lines, we are blessed with each other. We are blessed that we are not alone. We are blessed because the defeated come to us and ask for help, and we respond. We are blessed because we have each other. We are blessed because we are here. We are blessed because our room has a name on it. We are blessed because there's a place at the table for us. We are blessed because there's people to walk with us in our darkest hour. But the world hurts. Because if they're not brought into an understanding of who God is, if they don't have a light in their world, because remember, we reflect the love of God at every turn. That's what John was doing, reflecting the love of God to this world. And he wanted the world to know who his Savior was so that they could dine with him. When we leave here tonight, take a powerful light with us. As we walk down the street, you never know who is defeated amongst the ranks. You don't know what the battles they're dealing with the hardships that they have, but we do know this. They are as loved by our Creator as we are. God is our hope. God is the light on the way. Let us be that for those who are around us. And let us remember the examples of people like Bill Arnold, if you've had the blessing to meet him, and those that haven't, I'm sure you can think of a hero of your faith. And we can model ourselves after them. One of the things I loved about Bill Arnold is he would come into my office and occasionally we were doing something and he didn't quite see eye to eye with it, right? And I know and we would have a wonderful conversation, but he always knew he loved you. And his children told me this story. He goes, when Grace built the addition that puts the bathrooms in it, Bill was against it. He voted against it. But afterwards, he came to his children. He goes, you know, I was wrong. We needed bathrooms. And like another St. Jim Ash said, if you build them, they will come. They're not even my jokes, people, and you're laughing. Darn, I need to be fun. We come here tonight because we know these saints. And they've come before us. We don't always see eye to eye. They jump and they take massive risk because of the betterment of our faith. Tonight, we have to look forward and say that we are this light. God shines through us. And what risk are we going to take? How are we going to leap on behalf of God? How are we going to stand forward and hold somebody's hand? Because each one of us here probably is our own worst critic and wondering and seeing how we've come short in our lifetime. But we know we are loved. We know that the grace of God falls upon us. Let us pray. Lord, I praise you for every soul here tonight and every great joy. I love every soul here. I love them because you called me to. I love them because they do your work. I love them because of amongst the perfection and imperfections and the strengths and the weaknesses, they will serve you. Bless every soul here as we look forward to the opportunity to bring people to your palace and your table. Let us rise up and sing hymn 195, Old, Rugged.